Yeah. If you're watching the replay, fast forward 5 to 10 minutes. I'm gonna let some people get in here. Hit the like button. Thanks for stopping by. If I sound funny, I just got back from the dentist. You know how that go. Yeah. All right, let's get it. I was on mute. We about to get started. If I sound funny, yeah. Just got back from the dentist today. So I'm looking for a live stream sponsor starting at $5. Makes you the king of the stream, big dog of the stream. You know how it go. Unless somebody dethrone you with a higher donation, Cash App, PayPal, Streamlabs, all at the top of the chat. The goal for the first hour is 15 hours. Let me say that right. The goal for the first hour is $15 in donations. It guarantees a 2-hour live stream. The donation goal for the whole stream is $25. It guarantees that I go live tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central. If you can't hear me, if the screen go blank, anything weird like that, let me know ASAP in the chat. And I want to give a congratulations to the Orange Man. America has spoken, and America has prevented what would have been the worst presidency in the United States of America in American history. I'll just put it like that. So yeah, all the effinists are crying today, and it's a beautiful thing. But let's get started.
My baby to be overlooked by the and I don't want my baby to be overlooked by the bad boys and be seen as corny or not cool. You know what I'm saying? But hey y'all, welcome back to Just a Girl Talk. My name is Janine. If you are new here, if you're new, of course hit that subscribe button. Make sure your notifications are on so you never miss an episode. And if you are a subscriber, welcome back to the channel. So on this episode, I want to talk about the love that a lot of women have for the bad boys. Like, the good boys really get overlooked. And it's like, why? Why are we so infatuated, intrigued, in love with the bad boy?
Well, because it's exciting. It's edgy, and they come across as more alpha than the good boy, you know? And they seem like they probably are a better time. They're probably more fun. And women are all about, like, how they feel in that moment, you know? So, yeah, they can get y'all emotions and feelings going, and we know how much women love emotions. So that's why you love the bad boy. It makes sense. It makes total sense. And you also subconsciously feel like the bad boy can protect you more because he's a bad boy. And you automatically associate a bad boy with knowing how to fight. And we all know that's not true.
And it's just like, it's so foolish. Like, it's really like creating a life of drama and headache just by aligning yourself with the bad boy, because the bad boy can do a lot of damage in the good girl's life. And we see,
yeah, but he could also do a lot of damage to those P walls, and that's what you love. I forgot, there's also an assumption that the bad boy is good in bed, and who knows, hey, maybe they are better in bed than the good guys. I mean, I wouldn't know. But the thing about the bad boy is he's going to treat you like crap in the bedroom. And a lot of women like degrading sex, quiet as kept. So that's another reason why they like the bad boy. The bad boy is going to screw them the way they like to be screwed. Rough and reckless.
Seen it. We've seen it from, you know, ATL with Lauren London and T.I. Like, she was a good girl. It was just like, you know,
Let me clear up that myth. Good girls don't like bad boys. Good girls like good boys. The last thing a good person want to do, a genuinely good person want to do, is associate with a bad person. Trust me on that. So yeah, bad girls like bad boys, and most women are bad girls.
But that's what we've been seeing to love, and I just feel bad for the good boys. And I feel like my son, he's going to be a good boy.
You're going to feminize your son. Let me guess. You're raising him by yourself. And you're going to turn him into a beta bitch. A beta bitch good boy who will never, well, I ain't going to say never get no pussy. Who going to struggle to get laid? That's what you're raising. I need everybody to hit the like button. I have 5 people watching, 2 likes. Everybody hit the like button. Don't be that guy.
He's not going to be a bad boy, God willing. That's my prayer. And I don't want my baby to be overlooked by the bad boys and be seen as corny or not cool. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like we just got to move past that. Right? I just feel like we got
to... Look, that's another thing, man. At a certain point in your life, you got to stop giving a damn about what's cool or what will be deemed cool by the crowd. Fuck the crowd. The crowd is filled with mostly idiots. So I'm not looking for the validation of a pack of idiots. If gangbangers and drug dealers think you lame, you're doing something right in life. I just put it like that.
You gotta get over that. Like, it's not healthy. It's not helpful. You're missing out on a lot of good men out here who are not tatted up and drive the loudest car or the fanciest car or wears this or wear, like, he's just a man with a good job, a good career. He loves his family. He takes care of himself, like, and he's not loud with it, you know? He's not mysterious. He's very much, you know what he does, you know who he is. That's that.
And that just dries a pussy up like no other, right? She getting dry just talking about it. Predictable, no mystery, know what he gonna do, when he gonna do, what positions he gonna do. Yuck. That's what she thinking.
You know? But I wanted to bring up this topic because Mariah the Scientist, who she was recently on Young Miami's podcast, and she also was on Angelisa's podcast, and, you know, people always talk about her sticking it through with Young Thug throughout his time in jail. She's admitted that he's been in jail longer than they've been together, right? And a few months into their relationship, he got arrested. So I'm going to drop a clip, and we're going to come back and talk about it.
If somebody told me that a few months into my relationship, my man would get locked up. He's been locked up now for longer than we was in a relationship before he got locked
That's
up.
That's crazy.
Look, these women are trash, and they always going to be trash. There's no trying to help them. There's no getting them to see the light. They're fucking done. You know, if anything, maybe try to help their children. They need it. Women like this don't even need to have custody of children.
That's crazy.
You've been holding it down, though. Kudos
okay,
to you.
Okay, holding it two down.
You been no. Don't say two down. It's never two down. Don't say that. Girls is dying for your spot.
Dying.
Even while he in there, they still saying this. You know.
Man, listen.
But y'all about to go on tour.
So the clip that I share is from Angel Reese's podcast where she was on it with Lotto and Angel Reese. And they obviously brought up marriage and wanting to be married and just relationships. And obviously, you know.
Marriage not for hood rats like that. It's just not. It was never made for you. Keep dating, you know, rappers and entertainers and gangbangers and shit. And just enjoy it casually. But yeah, nothing about that woman is a wife.
The point that I want to bring up is her saying that maybe I'm holding it down too much, you know? And they were like, no. Like, is there such thing as holding it down too much for your man? And I think that maybe she's saying that or said that because she didn't know him that long before he got arrested. They weren't together that long before he got arrested. So maybe it's like, what am I doing? What really is happening? Why am I so committed to this man? Why am I so intrigued by the bad boy and all that comes with this? And I'm a beautiful woman, no kids, have a career. I can have so many options, but I chose this man. So maybe she's just reflecting. Maybe she's starting to like really sit down and like process what's actually happening and what the nature of her situation is. Because she did talk about the liability of marriage and taking on somebody else's stuff when you decide to marry them, which is, again, he has children, he has his legal stuff. It's a lot. And you don't think about that stuff at first. You're just happy to be there. You're happy. You're getting things. And, you know, Lotto and Angelis, you know, they said, like, oh, people are, you know, want your spot. And they want your spot because of the materialistic things and the name. They don't, it's not about love. They just want to.
Well, yeah, she's screwing other dudes while he locked up. And he's still making sure she's straight on the outside. I don't know. This is silly. But don't get one thing confused. if you see a black woman like this out and about, she seemed more, how can I put it? She seemed less ridiculous than, she looks less ridiculous than a lot of black women do. And she may speak more eloquently, but she just like the ghetto hood rats and the worst projects. Everything just wrapped in a nice package.
To be there to get what you have, what they think you have. And I know that throughout the time that he's been arrested, a lot of people have made comments about it. They told her how stupid she is and how crazy she is. And I'm sure that it's not a good feeling to have people throw in your face how you should leave your the man that you love, the man that you're committed to.
She don't
love
him.
And they don't understand why you would do it. And I think that that's been a running thing for many, many women over the years. And so why would you stay with a man who's in jail? You got women out here who are marrying men that are in jail. I'll never understand that, but to each his own. Right. But that's always been like you get kicked down or like beat down verbally by other women and men for holding a man down. Right. And I think it's always the thought, well, I would never do that. And it's like, well, that's what you would never do it, but I will. So why are you beating me up or calling me names because I'm deciding to hold my man down? Right. But I think, again, it goes back to the question, why are we so attracted to these bad boys? I think that there are so many layers to this conversation. And I know that women have actually came out and said that they feel like they feel more protected by the man who is a bad boy, right? A street guy. Like they feel like people fear them. So they don't have to worry about the bad boy.
Yeah. The bad boys are the most likely to get deleted, though. Your favorite, you know, thug from around the way, it's a good chance he's going to get smoked. It's a real good chance. And nobody look at it from that perspective. Let's just say a lot of people are scared of them. That's more reason for them to smoke them if a confrontation come about. Like if I was a big, swole, 6'5 dude, I would be more nervous about getting, you know, popped if I got into a confrontation. Because people are like, I ain't about to try to box with him. I'm just about to pop him and get it out the way.
Running away. And it's like, but the good boy can still be very much a man, a protector. He doesn't have to look a certain way to protect you. He doesn't have to look a certain way to carry, something to protect you. Like, it's there. And I think that that's the bottom line, that we get so caught up in the look of a man. How?
No, it ain't about the look. It's about everything. It's about the look, the feel, the emotions that he bring you. The status that go along with it. Yeah, it ain't just about the look, though. The D game he laying down, it ain't just about the look.
He looks, what he wears, how he, you know, talks. We think that that's going to be the best one for us. I just think that we get too caught up in looks as women, that we're so caught up in the aesthetics that we are missing out on the quality of the man. Who he is as a person, his characteristics, not what he does, but who he is as a person. I think that that is why the bad boys get the attention, because of how they look. It is intriguing. It's like, oh my God, he looks so cool. He looks so decent. He's like, he's popular. And most women want the man that all the other girls want. That's just the nature of women. We're competitive, just like men as well. So the guy who's like born and nobody.
Look, by the time a woman on the internet talking about this shit, yeah, it ain't no hope. And by the time a woman already been ran through the streets, she will never respect the nice guy, and she will never be able to make a relationship work with a nice guy. No matter how much she rationalizes it in her head that she should be with this guy and she should like him, she ain't gonna be able to do it.
Nobody's paying no mind. Like, I don't want him. He's corny. And I feel so bad for thinking about all the corny guys, the corny boys in school that we just like, whatever, I don't want him. He's corny. He's weird. And I'm like, oh my God, would they talk about my baby like that?
Yeah.
Because he's not in the streets. He, God willing, he'll never have to live that life. He'll never have to do certain things. So it's going to be like, he's into...
Look, hey, if you really care about your son, raise him to date outside his race. Flat out. That's the best thing you could do for your son. Tell him to never date a woman like mommy. That's the best thing you could do for your son.
Filming and what is it, anime and all that type of stuff. And it's like, oh, he's weird. But at this point, I feel like men who are out here who are the good boys, be weird. Do your job. Work hard. Take care of your family. Go home. It's nothing out here. And I think it's so sad because a lot of women and men call men who are the good boy lame, corny, weirdos. Like, and it's just like it forces a lot of men, I feel like, to go the other way that they typically wouldn't, just to fit in. And you know that the girls like those type of boys. You know that they like those type of men. So you are trying to stay the course of who you are as a person, but you're not getting any girls. So I'm gonna go this way. And that's so messed up that we as women love the bad boys so much that the good boys are trying to finesse and make and change themselves for us and get themselves in other.
No, don't do that. Yeah, don't try to change yourself for a depreciating liability. Just, man, get your money up and then get your passport. Yeah, do that. These chicks ain't worth talking to, looking at, breathing the same air as them, nothing.
A lot of trouble, bad situations, just to be seen by women. That is so messed up. And that really breaks my heart. I'm just like, oh my God, my poor baby.
Yeah, they only consider, you know, these type of things if they usually have a kid. You know, that's when they start thinking about the quote-unquote nice guy. Well, that's when they start maybe having empathy and sympathy for men once they have a son. That's one question I want y'all to ask. If y'all still dating women, one question I want you to ask is, who's the two favorite men in your family? Who are two men in your family who you have so much respect and admiration for? If she can't name two, yeah, that's a huge red flag. You know, if she can't name you or talk about some guys in her family who she got a great relationship with, that's a problem. If she can't name anybody she knows who's a guy who she have a great relationship with and have great admiration and respect for, yeah, she ain't never gonna have great admiration or respect for you. It's very unlikely. A lot of women just don't even like men. They resent men. They're bitter towards men. Stay away from women like that. Usually they can't hide it too much, though, when they're bitter towards men. You're going to find out just with how she talked to you, the tone she talked to you with the first time you meet her.
My poor baby. But it's okay. I believe that what's for you is for you. And I just think us as women, especially black women, we have to move past this. It is
not going
to
happen.
It's getting us in really bad situations, really dangerous situations. And we have too many.
Yeah, if one of these pretty chicks get smoked, don't feel bad. If they want to, you know, date bad boys and they, you know, in the car when a roll by happen and the car gets Swiss cheesed, don't feel bad for them. That's what they signed up for. But yeah, black women, B-dubs, they're pretty much responsible. They're a big part of what's happening in the black neighborhoods.
These stories of women are being arrested, going to prison for ended up with the wrong man who's just getting caught up in different situations because you're so intrigued by his lifestyle that you just got to be right with him. You just, it's just like, no, we can't do this. We got to stop with this. It is not working. The good boy is for you.
Y'all never going to do the right thing as long as y'all left to your own devices. You know, somebody got to literally control y'all for y'all to do the right thing. So I don't see this cycle ending.
You, the good guy is for you. There's nothing wrong with a guy who works a 9-to-5, who wears H&M and the Gap. Like, if that's what, like, he doesn't need to wear Louis Gucci Prada. He doesn't. He's a regular guy. He's a regular nice guy who loves God, who loves you.
He deserves better than these ran through bitches. Can you touch on that? She ain't gonna dive in on that.
Do anything for you, protect you, lay his life on the line for you. Choose him. Please.
Nope.
Get rid of the bad boys.
They ain't gonna do it. They ain't gonna do it. They never realized this at 19, 20, 21. Ever.
Yeah, that's why sometimes you need to be on time. Oh, wow. Anthony, I'm wet already. Okay. Okay. Thank you for sharing. Hi, Kendrick. Louis, what's up? Herman. Oh, yeah, that's good. She just...
Oh, let's get them donations in. We're looking for a $15 donation or $15 in donations to do a two-hour stream tonight. I'm looking for a live stream sponsor starting at $5. Unless somebody dethrone you with a higher donation, Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal, all at the top of the chat, or Super Chat, Super Sticker to get the meme to automatically pop up. Let's get it.
Send me a... Oh, she said, I'm having a hard time getting in. I have a Mac.
Hit the like button.
Usually works. Let me see. I have to try her phone, maybe. All right, let's see. Okay, I see. The room is filling up, guys. Soon it's not going to be enough room even for her to come in. Hi, Ceteris. So Ceteris sent me an email. A little late because she had some issues, but she's here. Yes. All right.
Yeah, women are just, they're terrible with punctuality. I can't imagine doing a show. Like, I'm just thinking about my show. I can't imagine doing a show that was dependent on dingbat bitches. My show would be so unprofessional if it was dependent on dingbat bitches coming through and being consistent and on time.
Let's go. Hey, girl.
Hi.
Yeah, you're so cute.
Thank you.
And that shit means nothing. I'm tired of the world hyping that up. The cuter a woman is in modern times, the worse person she is on the inside. It almost never fails. Nobody cares how cute a bitch is. It doesn't make you a good person. It doesn't mean she's good in bed. It literally means nothing other than, okay, she cool to look at for a minute.
Oh,
you know what,
I tried. I was like, let me look cute for today, you know?
Yes. Okay, I like that.
All right. The whole hoop earrings. Let me pause on a better spot. That's bad right there.
Well, we're going to start because I know you got to go.
We're good. We're good. We have time.
Okay. Oh, nice. Okay.
She literally oiled up her tits to come on the internet and try to sell her pussy to the highest bidder. She got the hoop earrings on. I'm trying to find a good spot to pause it on so we could do the VA vets.
So,
All right, that's good enough. Who want to take score for hot garbage strikeout? Hit the like button. I got 7 people watching, only 4 likes. That's not okay. Show some respect to the sensei and hit the like button. It's free. It don't cost nothing. I need a volunteer for hot garbage strikeout. So somebody let me know in the chat. All right. She's probably 30 plus. Or even if she's 25 plus. You too old to still be coming on the internet with your yits out. So I'm going to take 10 points off of that. Hoop earrings, 5 points off of that. The fact that you was late, 5 points off of that. It's a character issue. You know? Let's take it slow. Somebody keep score for me in the chat. Let's get it.
Would you like to...
Hold on. Before I get into it, let's check out our Instagram. I got it pulled up. Ain't that a bitch? The first words on our Instagram is, God is love. Nothing about how you're presenting so far says God. Nothing. Kay's mom. So before she even said it on the video, she's a single mother of at least one. She from Chicago. Negative 10 points. Let's take a look. Of course, showing your body in the first pic. So thirsty and pathetic. Typical bikini shots. Nothing really to see here. But look, 1 minute, I'm hanging out with my little one. Cute kid. Next minute, I'm trying to sell you sexuality. trying to sell my sexuality to the highest bidder. Completely disgraceful. See? Baby pick, slut picks. This is all just so sad. No, you're not. You're nothing like Salma Hayek. Stop it. Just ass completely out, huh? Okay. Negative 10 points.
Introduce yourself.
Sure. So my name is Nina. I live in the Chicagoland area. I am a makeup artist and an ophthalmic tech.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, that's all I'm going to share for now. I'll let others ask me some questions if they want.
Okay. You are single?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what are you looking for in a man?
So, I'm looking for someone who's ready for commitment, someone who is not not emotionally withdrawn. I'm looking for somebody that can, like, really put forth the effort.
Okay.
You know?
What other qualities you're looking for?
I want to be attracted to the person, you know, good personality, all those, you know, typical qualities that I think most women look for, but I'm really looking for someone to have something, to bring something different, you know?
Okay.
Like, bring me something different. I'm tired of all the same shit, you know? Like, I don't know. I want to hear something interesting. I want you to be interesting. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay. When it comes to looks, what's your preference?
I always say I don't have a type, but then I end up with the same type of person, and I don't know why that is, but I'm...
Because you have a type. That's why. And just don't try to act like it's not the same type that all you bitches have. Just keep it real for once in your life.
Pretty open.
She's not open.
As long as your personality is better than the looks, I can get with that. You know what I mean? I'm more of a personality person. I have to be attracted to you in some way, but I'm more...
No matter what way you cut it, he's still going to end up in the top 10%. So maybe he tall and not handsome, but he funny. Still, that's the top 10%, man. You know, maybe he ain't tall, but he charismatic and he got money. That's still a top 10%, man.
Personality driven.
Okay. So any race, or do you have a preference?
I don't have a preference. It could be any race.
Okay.
I just got to be attracted. So remember that. So if you come to me, you have to have something interesting. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Meanwhile, there's nothing interesting about her life whatsoever. Nothing interesting about how she looked. Nothing interesting about what she's talking about. Nothing interesting about what's going on her Instagram page. It's all just basic bitch recyclables.
What about the height?
Okay. So I'm 5 feet tall. That's okay. I'm really short. So for me, I have to be taller than you in heels. That's it. That's the only thing I require. As long as I'm taller than you, or as long as you're taller than me in heels, we're good. I think.
Okay, so we'll say 5'4".
5'5", 5'6".
What was I going to say? I forgot. I remember.
Okay. That works. What about money-wise? How much does he need to make a year?
I never...
You keep playing with that fake ass hair. We get it. We see your yits. We seen them. Nice tits. Okay? We see them. No, this is what I was going to say. How fucked up does she have to be to look like this and still have to come on YouTube to find a man? She's been showered with dudes trying to holler at her since she was in the third grade. She 30 plus now. She got to come on YouTube to find a man. How fucked up does she have to be?
For really look at that, I feel like if you just put forth your best effort, we could get with something. I make my own money. I support myself, you know, so I don't really need somebody to have all this money. I feel like if you're able to support yourself and you're able to afford to take me on a date, and it doesn't have to be something super fancy. It could be...
This is all cap. She's trying to make it seem like she's so down to earth, ma'am. If you so down to earth and you so easy to please and you look like this, why the hell are you still single? It ain't adding up. Negative 5 points for having claws on her hands.
It's how you make it. You know what I mean? It's the experience that you put forth. So I could get with that. So I don't really have like a cap on...
Oh, we know you don't got a cap.
Person makes, as long as they're able to sustain themselves and be able to, you know, court me. We're good.
Okay. I'm not courting you, baby. No. No. What makes you worth courting? Your looks don't make you worth courting. I don't care what you look like, even if you were a 10 out of 10. What about your personality and resume make you worth courting?
Yeah, you're sounding good because okay, so my chat is a little reckless, so you know, mm-hmm. they were already like, they saw you, they were like, oh, she's about to be a gold digger, and you're proving them wrong right away. So
I'm not, I got my own, you know, like I'm a hard worker. I'm very...
You're not a hard worker. Like, I don't care, it's just hard for me to believe. But what do you do? Like, nothing about you says hard worker. The claws, coming on the internet with your titties out. It, hard worker at what? This isn't giving hard worker. Oh, tattoo on the shoulder? Negative 10 points. Is this giving hard worker, y'all? Seriously. Is this giving hard worker? They're so full of it, man. They're so full of it.
Very humble. A lot of people think I'm this stuck-up bougie girl, but I'm really not.
Okay. Well,
hey. I'm making it real easy, guys. So if you can't... If you can't come forth with something good, I don't know what to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, I'm with it. All right. So, okay, but one more question. So if he has 60K a year, you're good.
As long as that sustains his lifestyle, as long as he has a car that he can drive and pick me up in, as long as that, you know, he's able to show me a good time every now and then.
Once again, let's go back. Do you really think this woman right here is okay with 60K a year? Seriously. I'm not saying she's better than anybody that make any amount. But I'm just saying, based on the typical dingbat brain, this is given typical IG model that wants six figures. But let's take her word for it. She must be really crazy. If she's so-called this humble and down to earth, but still can't keep a man. Her being a single mother ain't helping her.
If that's 60K, because listen, I live in Chicago. 60K ain't cutting it. I'm just going to keep it real. So, mm-hmm. You know, it depends on where the person lives. You know, I'm very understanding, but...
You cap. You just told on yourself. You said it don't matter what he make. And then you just said 60K ain't cutting it. But then you said as long as he could take care of his own bills. You full of shit.
You got to be able to afford to have a girlfriend. You know what I mean? And if that...
No. Afford to have a hooker. You painted yourself in the light of being a hooker. A girlfriend shouldn't have a monetary price on it. It's supposed to be about love, ain't it? You just expose yourself for a hooker. Keep in mind, this is two people's mother, or at least one boy's mother. 30 plus on the internet with her tits out. He's definitely not proud.
That allows you to, you know, affords you a girlfriend, then, hey, okay. I don't know how they're going to do it, but.
Okay. And one more question. Do you have an age range?
So yes, they gotta be like 27 and up.
Okay. What's the max?
The max is gonna be like 40.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. That works. All right. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you watched the show before. If you haven't, we're gonna add some guys one mm-hmm. by one, and you can talk to them. They're gonna ask you questions. You can ask questions. I'll ask questions sometimes. And if you're not feeling them, or you're not interested, or it's boring, whatever you feel and you don't want to talk anymore, you just say pineapple. Yes. And we switch to the next guy.
I feel it. I got my tequila going. Let's go.
All right. Let's go.
Does she come off as a good mother? I wish she would stop touching that fucking hair. Stop touching your hair. Yes, we see your tits. We see your fake hair. What do you want us to see? We see your hoop earrings. Your ho hoops. We see them.
I got Contrell Jr.
Hit the like button. I got 9 people watching, only 4 likes. Hit the like button.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Everything good? We're Nina.
I'm right here. Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm great. You're very gorgeous.
Thank you.
Mistake number one. Look, you already coming across like a fan. Oh, we're Nina. Oh, you so gorgeous. She's so gorgeous. She hear that all the time, B. She hear that all the time. It's not flattering no more to her. It's played out, and you probably just got instantly disqualified. They don't want to hear that no more, man. They've been hearing it their whole life. Say something she haven't heard before that she don't hear all day, every day.
Yeah, you in the Chicago area?
Chicago area.
I'm not that far from you. I'm in Detroit.
Okay. So that's Michigan. Yeah, that's not far. A couple hours, right?
Yeah, not okay. That far at all. I got a car, too, so I could take you on a nice date.
Oh, shit. You got a car. That's what I'm trying to hear.
Yeah, you got a car?
Wait, I think somebody calling her. Yeah, she's gonna get
it. Oh yeah, you already know she got 20 dudes on her line at any given time. And you know this woman got somebody who knocking that thing loose a couple times a week. There ain't no question about that. Women like this are never truly single.
Hey, it's so nice to meet you. I watch all your shows. You give me all the game.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah.
Wait, let's see. Let's see if she's coming back.
Hey, you see, she ain't even say pineapple. You know, you got to tap me back in when everything's right.
Yeah, I mean, she's coming. I think she just got a call, so I think she's waiting. Or maybe she picked up the call. I don't know. She's back.
I'm back.
Okay.
She back like she never left. So Nina, what you do for a living? Like, what do you do?
Okay, so I am an ophthalmic tech and a makeup artist.
Okay, what is the first? What did you say?
Ophthalmic tech.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that is either. Like, and she's judging him for not knowing what it is. But see, how can I put this? We already know how judgmental women are. So if you got to ask her what a word mean, she gonna get the ick. So in this situation, I would have advised him to just pretend like you know what it is. Be like, okay, that's what you do, that's what's up. And then just move on. Because the power dynamic is already off if you asking her what words mean. The dynamic is you're her child now. If you got to ask her what shit mean. That's how women look at it. Men are just supposed to know shit because they're men. And if she notice anything you don't know, you could be disqualified that quick. You see the cringe on her face? But meanwhile, this man is still probably smarter than her, even though he don't know what that one word mean. Yeah, she's done with this dude.
What is that?
It's in optics. So I assist optometrists in a LASIK company for LASIK eye surgery.
Oh, eye surgery. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that sounds real professional.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I gotta say pineapple. I'm not getting nothing interesting. Nothing interesting.
I know, but you're not interesting. The only reason anybody gives you any attention is based on what you look like and your tits are out. But they really get gassed up off of that. Like, baby, I don't know how old you are. She said 27 to something, 27 to 40. I thought she was 30 plus. She looked 30 plus. I think she's 30 plus. I don't care what she say. Y'all can let me know how old she looked below. How old you think she looked, y'all? Let me know in the chat how old you think she looked. And hit the like button. But, I just find it funny, baby. Your magic trick is fading away year by year. So you better learn how to get interested. Seriously. Because these looks ain't going to carry you, you know, to retirement. They not.
Okay. All right, guys. Hey, guys, if you're coming to talk to Nina, make sure you got something to say. Like, something. Let's see. Slay. Ooh, Slay. This is bad.
Hello.
Pineapple, you got to come with a better connection. I'm sorry.
Oh, you see that funky attitude coming out now. Man, but I knew it was fake. The whole humble, nice girl act, I knew that shit was fake. I clocked her early. You're not going to find, like, I'm not saying she's a supermodel, but she's above average attractiveness. You're not really going to find a modern woman these days who above average attractiveness who ain't a cunt. You're just not. Just like you're not going to find a powerful, rich man usually who ain't a cunt. Once a human start getting their ass kissed for any reason, they're going to become a cunt. 8 to 9 times out of 10. Most people don't have genuine good character. Genuine good character is it don't matter what happened, you're going to be a good person. You're going to treat people right. You're going to have a good attitude. No matter what. Rich, poor, whatever. That's not most people. But yeah, the nice girl act is officially over. Now she's showing herself to be the cunt. She really is.
Come on now.
All right, King. Hi, King.
Hello, hello. How you
How
doing?
How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Doing awesome.
Good, good.
So, I was gonna say, I got a little question. What do you think about dudes from Kansas? Have you ever met anybody from Kansas before?
I don't think I've ever. I know people that live in Kansas. A friend of mine, she moved there randomly, but I don't know. I personally don't know any men from Kansas.
What city does she live in? What?
Isn't
Kansas kind of far?
Yeah.
Nah, I got family in Chicago, so it's pretty close. Oh. I mean, it's like 6 hours.
Okay, yeah. What do you do?
He's a what?
What do you do?
Me right now, I network, I stream, and I work basically at a warehouse. It's about it right now. I make music, just kind of well-rounded right now.
Pineapple.
Trying to get back in this.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it sounded kind of flaky about, like, what he do, make music, work at a warehouse. Look, I don't know what she thought she was going to get coming on YouTube to find a man. Six-figure, well-put-together men ain't on YouTube looking for a bitch. Or if they are, it's just looking for a chick to fuck. Not the wife or have a serious relationship with. Look at that smug look on her face. Like, baby, you're not the prize. If you were the prize, you would have top tier men trying to wife you up right now. If you were anything worth wifing.
Oh, shoot.
You didn't like his jobs?
No, I think that whenever somebody says that they work on music, I have a thing about that. I don't know. It's like, you gotta come, if you do music, have I heard it before? Is it mainstream? What's up? Because, I don't know, there's a fine line between somebody that
does. I just hate women's arrogance. Like, they actually think they're worth something. Like, I mean, you worth something to your son, but to men, you just a stereotypical bitch on Instagram who thinks she a celebrity because she got some cuteness on her. You don't have any worth to a man's life, especially acting like this. Like, what value is this woman really going to bring to your life based on what you've seen so far? Seriously. Other than, okay, she cute. Okay, but after you fuck her a few times, you're not going to be impressed with her being cute no more. After 3 months of fucking her, the hype of her being cute is going to go away, I assure you. Okay, so now what are we left with? This cunty fucking attitude. That's what we're left with. I don't know.
Does music, you know? I don't know. I have a weird thing with that when people say they make music.
So you feel like if they haven't made it, it's not good enough?
I think that it's a good hobby, but if I ask you, what do you do? I'm asking, what do you do for a living? So for me, I've never seen him in my life. So if I've never heard about you, let's leave that out as a hobby.
I don't know, man. I just find it funny how women have this air of arrogance, like they're celebrities. Even ugly women I experience in my life. It's just like there's this air of arrogance with most women, it seems like, these days. You know how rare it is to meet a humble woman? I've probably run into 3 humble women the past 20 years. I don't know. The hardest thing for a woman to do is just be a likable human. I mean, actually, a lot of people struggle with that, period, men and women, but there's a lot more men who are likable people than women. No homo, in my experience. If I think about all my experiences in life, I've met more nice men than I've met nice women. Pause. I mean, I could tell she's just not a nice person. And the thing that's given her all this confidence is literally fading away by the year. She is going to be really bitter and bitchy when her looks fade.
And let's put in something else. I promise I'm not trying to be bougie. But that's how I feel about people that make music.
Okay. We got you. Guys, new wannabe rapper for tonight. Sorry.
Or have
that as a hobby.
Or come through it. Yes, exactly.
All right. I have John Wall. Hi.
What's up? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
The facial expressions tell it all. But here's the thing. Okay, if you're such a bad bitch and you're so great and you're in the clouds, why won't a guy who's such a great dude and in the clouds come snatch you up? You've met guys. You've been on dates with guys. Let's just say you're 27. You've been on the dating market for 10 fucking years. If you're so great, why do you have to be here? You can't act bougie on YouTube looking for a man. That's like trying to act bougie shopping at the Goodwill. It don't make sense. If you're so bougie, why you ain't at Gucci? Can you imagine a bitch at Gucci trying to act like she too good to be there but buying a cart full of shit? That's what this is.
What's
pineapple,
that?
Pineapple. You got it. People.
No, you ain't worth it, bitch. It's just the niggas on the internet calling to just play around. If you was worth that, a man with a great personality and a great job and handsome and all that would be in your home right now with a ring on his finger, and you would have a ring on your finger. You not worth nothing you ask for. You not worth coming with, you know, preparation or anything. You're just a good looking fuck doll.
He froze. I don't know. All right. I got Kenzo. Hi, Kenzo.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. And so what do you look for in a man? What kind of personality? What kind of character? And excuse me for my English. I'm not that well in my English. So
that's bit... okay. Where are you from?
From Holland.
From where?
Like, look, it's just, I don't know. She just rubs me the wrong way. Steven Seagal voice. All these men are better than her. It's just, I don't know. At this age in my life, at this point in my life, I realize that. I realize how much better most men really are than women. Every guy she rejected and acted like she was better than is better than her. They may not know it. Hopefully one day they learn it. But see the big contrast between how she came across the first, you know, 2 minutes versus how she's coming across now?
The Netherlands.
Netherlands?
Amsterdam.
No. Amsterdam. Okay, cool. I'm looking for someone who's confident, that can hold a conversation. I'm looking for someone who's interesting. When I say interesting, let me clarify. Interesting is, you know, you have cool hobbies, something that, you know, I could relate to. You just have, you know, good qualities that keep me kind of motivated to talk to you.
Here's the thing, man. Like, what would make a man motivated to keep talking to you after he busts a few nuts on your forehead? Seriously. It's not this bitchy attitude. It's not this stuck up bougie attitude. Like, so here's the thing. That's all men have done with you. Use you for your body and didn't stick around because you weren't interesting to talk to. You didn't have good character. You didn't have wife qualities. You're not in a power position here. You're an aging woman who's showing her body on Instagram. You're completely lost. It would be your pleasure to serve any of the men who popped up and give you structure, discipline, and direction in your life. That's the reality of all this.
So what are some of your qualities? What would you say about yourself?
Oh, gosh.
Playing a little bit of music.
Oh, gosh.
And I just know what happened with the guy before me. So don't be pineappling me now. No, I like playing music, but it's a hobby, you know. And but you never know when maybe you meet the right person and you play some good music and the people like it, and you never know what's gonna happen with it, right?
Pineapple.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Bye.
He said, "Okay, bye. Thank you."
Oh man.
Like, and you got a face full of makeup. That's another thing, man. I don't know why I keep giving her compliments. Maybe she ain't that pretty. Because women who are naturally pretty don't got to put on a face full of makeup. And to me, after age 25, walking around with your tits out, like, I get it. Men like looking at women's bodies. But on a deeper level, it's kind of like pathetic. Like, why can't you be worth something with clothes on? You don't feel like you're worth something with clothes on. That's the thing. It ain't the misogynist. You believe that.
Okay. All right. I got more. Angel.
Hey.
Hi. Up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. How's your night going?
Good. Good. How's yours?
Good. Good. Okay. All right. Let's get right into it. What are your interests? What do you like to do in your free time?
In my free time, I like reading, writing. I love to cook. I actually pride myself in cooking. I love to study astrology. I read tarot. I do makeup. I have a lot of things that I dabble in.
None of that sounds interesting. You sound like the typical basic bitch. Astrology, doing makeup. Like, you broke, ma'am. Let's just keep it real. You on here looking for help. You really need help. Like, what did she say? She do something? I forgot what she said she do. Emacopology, whatever the fuck. What did she say it was? It's some bullshit that don't make no money. That's why I just find it funny, man. She was like, well, 60K ain't gonna cut it, ma'am. I don't believe you make 60K. I really don't. Y'all know how to make some shit look glamorous on IG. You know how to make yourself look like a rich bitch on IG. But I don't believe you make 60K.
About yourself?
I like to cook. I'm into gardening. I like to garden. I got a little garden, you know. I like to grow.
That's interesting. That's different.
Yeah.
What do you grow in your garden?
I have tomatoes, peppers.
She's like talking down to him, like talking to a little kid. Oh, that's cool. That's interesting. Like, you could just tell, man. The whole demeanor is off. She's horrible.
Peppers, watermelon, basil, cilantro. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, that's
they're
pretty
big,
cool.
But they're all right.
Props like, little... to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a cool quality to have.
Yeah. So what do you like to...
Wow. Do you see the facial expressions and the condescension? Let's just... How far can I... Where are we at? 2152. Check this out.
Yeah.
Look at that face. Look at that cunty face, man. That smug cunty face. I just want to pour a 40 on her head. Let's go slow mo.
Okay, that's cool.
She keep looking down like you could tell she don't like him. Let's see.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
That's a cool quality to have.
Look at Melly. Melly know what's going on here. Like, just say pineapple. Look at that look on her face. Why don't you just say pineapple? You're making yourself look bad, baby. Stupid eyelashes. Don't know how to put on makeup. Your makeup looks just horrible. I don't know. It's not even that it's horrible. It's just too much. It's just over the top. And then you literally like shined your tits up before you came on. It's just sad at this age. It's just sad. All right, I'm gonna get off here, y'all. Donations was dry. I'll holler at y'all Friday, maybe. RB Sensei out. Thanks for stopping by.